Hello out there, welcome to your next mission video podcast. A lot of people transition from the military to civilian life or are interested in starting a business and becoming an entrepreneur. If that's you or someone you know, you come to the right place. Our guest today runs a business that connects with the military community to opportunities to the civilian world. You might just discover your next mission in today's show. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Video Podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans and service members and family for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of the military community and their families always. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. Together, they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and family. I say it every week, we love them too. Today, we're going to learn about becoming an entrepreneur and the ins and outs of acquiring a franchise from an expert. And I'm excited, I'm overwhelmed, I'm pumped up to introduce Chris Hale, the CEO of Victory and the Veteranpreneur Academy, and a U.S. Navy veteran. Chris, welcome to the show.
Well, I love it. You call me an expert, Sergeant Major. You make me a little bit nervous.
Well, people call me expert all the time and say, don't use that word with me.
Yeah. That means I got to sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Hopefully it'll drive you crazy. You don't want to do that. Hey, Chris, we got a lot to talk about here today. We're going to educate our veteran community here a little bit. But before we do that, would you tell the audience just a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a kid from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I grew up here in Pittsburgh, and I was actually recruited to go to the Naval Academy to play, of all things, volleyball. They were starting a program, and I went down there, and I said, man, this place looks really cool. I'd love to be a part of this. So I did. I spent 9 years on active duty as a Navy P3 flight officer, and we did a bunch of looking for submarines in the 90s. It was kind of a weird time, right? Because the Russians were, Cold War had ended, the Russians were our friends, supposedly. We were trying to make nice with them, but they still had these nuclear ballistic missiles that had stuff pointed at us, so we had to keep tabs on them. So I did that, a lot of anti-submarine warfare stuff in that airplane for several years, and then I got out and moved back to Pittsburgh, and so that's my background.
Hey, Chris, I thought everyone from Pittsburgh played football. I thought that's sort of, you wouldn't play volleyball. I think volleyball's a tough sport, but I thought football would be that. And the other thing I'll tell you is everybody I'd met from the Navy that was in submarines was real smart. I guess you fall in that same category, right?
Well, no, we looked for the submarine, Sergeant Major. So
we were in the
air looking for them. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, they were smarter because they usually couldn't be found unless they put out all these noisemakers and kind of told us where they were. But yeah, no, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers season ticket holder. So football is a religious experience here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, there you go. Hey, what made you start Victory? I mean, let's get into talking about something we can entertain these guys and listeners. What made you start Victory?
Yeah, I'll go back to what drew me to the military. So I'm in the summer of 1986. That was between my junior and senior year of high school. There was a little film that came out called Top Gun.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Great show. Yeah.
Yeah, just amazing, right? And the sequel came out a couple of summers ago. And, there was this high-level, admiration for what the military did. And in this case, it was naval aviation, but you could take any sort of military experience and put it into movies, which have been done a thousand times, and it just inspires young, especially young men, right, and young women to want to join the military just because of the precision and all that stuff. And I was inspired by that. And, you know, when I joined the military, went to the Naval Academy the summer of 1987. I got out in 2000, the 13, 14 years that I was in, including my time in Annapolis, I experienced just great people. I worked with phenomenal people, enlisted officer, it didn't matter. Just great folks that were highly trained, doing really hard work in arduous circumstances. And when I got out, it was not like the civilians were like, hey, I appreciate what you did. I have a tremendous amount of respect and gratitude for that. But I don't know how to translate what you did hunting for submarines into the private sector. We said, man, there's got to be a better way. And so really what inspired us to start Victory was that out of that need to really help create a better pathway for service members and military spouses to transition into civilian opportunity.
Yeah. You just hit on a couple of things I always like to talk about. One is a lot of people that get out of the military struggle to fit in. You know, they try to sort of bounce around trying to figure out exactly where they fit in. And you found your sweet spot, obviously, with helping the veteran community. So God bless you for doing that. Hey, Chris, yeah. on a prep call, you mentioned, and I want to make sure the audience gets this, on the prep call, you talked about the three E's. And you know, I know what they are because you told me on the prep call. But yeah. Would you tell the audience what's the three E's and how do they fit in, you know, with all the stuff you're trying to do there?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, you know, and the audience that has gone through TAP class will be familiar with this. So the three E's are very simple, really the three professional things that you can get into when you leave service. And those are, you can, you know, employment, education, and entrepreneurship. And really those are your three options when you go through TAP. Do you want to double down on preparing to start a job, to preparing to start a business, or preparing to go back to school? And so when you kind of look at what your opportunities are in the private sector afterwards, it usually comes down to those three. And some of those things are done in concert. A lot of veterans that go back to school, but also have a job at the same time, or maybe they have a part-time job and start a business full-time. So sometimes these things are done in parallel, but those are the three E's.
Yeah. A lot of times I tell people that's on the show that somebody, you need a mentor, the coach, to, when you're getting out of the service, because I sort of got out and sort of flopping around a little bit, trying to figure out exactly what I need to do. But I think what should happen is we should have the veteran community of, you know, pick up one, you know, sailor, airman, marine, soldier, to help them sort of escort them out of the military a little bit. We don't do a good job at that sometimes.
Well, your alma mater does probably better than most sergeant major.
Oh, you know, I think they do. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm just saying, so, you know, the Army Soldier for Life programs are really a solid program. Yeah. There are some mentorship opportunities for ACP, but no, you're right, and it's you know, that mentorship is really important because, you know, when you think about our private sector counterparts, right, who chose not to serve in the military, they have a head start on us, right? Whether we spent 4 years or 24 years or 34 years in the military, you know, our network is largely professional networks, largely those of other service members and people that came from that military community. So it's even that much more important that veterans who are out in the private sector sort of give back and just say, hey, listen, let me mentor a service member that's getting out.
Oh man, I can't, you're right on talking about that. I think giving back, I mean, it makes me feel so good each day that if I could give back a little bit, I mean, it's maybe not be a lot, I guess, but I'm trying to do all I can. And I think there's a lot of veterans out there doing the same thing, but we need to keep doing because there's so many people out there that are struggling and they just don't know what to do and they don't know where to go and they need a little bit of, you know, a little bit of help sometimes to sort of help them get in the right direction there.
Yes. Yeah. And it's really the transition that's obviously the hardest part. What we find, you know, what we find is once veterans are out for a couple of years and they kind of get their footing because there's also a very different culture in the private sector. And so once you kind of, you know, get your footing in the private sector, we find veterans just ascend to very, very high levels, you know, in jobs and in business ownership. And it's because a lot of those intangibles that are taught in service, right? A lot of the stuff that drew me to the military, because I saw Top Gun, I saw the precision and the perfection and the leadership and the teamwork and the discipline and all the things it requires, right, to do, you know, in that film, but any military job, you're drawn to that and you're trained, right? You're trained to do that. Those are the skills that are really hard to teach in the private sector. You know, they can teach you the specifics of the job, But the hardcore stuff that the military teaches, that's hard to, or, you know, sometimes illegal to teach in the private sector.
That's right? For sure. Hey, Chris, we got to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about your Vetrepreneur Franchise Academy, because I think that's really important to tell our audience. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is Your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major Army. And if you're enjoying the discussion, I know you should be, because we're talking about helping our veteran community. We're talking about helping them start their life again, have a franchise, do all the positive things that they need. It's about the future. It's about their life. Please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. Be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Chris Hale, CEO of Victory and Vetrepreneur Franchise Academy. Before we get back to our discussions, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning to get rid of, like me, I have a whole lot of them, or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support our work. We would really appreciate your support. Chris, one service your company, Victory, provides is Vetrepreneur Franchise Academy. I love the sound of that already. What is it and how does it work?
Yeah, it's what I love to do. It is essentially for veterans that are interested in business ownership. And I'll tell you, Sergeant Major, for many, many years, we've had veterans coming up to us saying, listen, I have a strong desire to start a business, but I don't have business experience, nor do I have industry experience where I, you know, I've thought of a new product or service that the market needs, right? So I don't have a great business idea, but like, I'm willing to take the risk. I've got the financial wherewithal. I'm at a stage in my life where I'm in maybe some sort of a career transition. It's a natural point where I might be able to entertain business ownership, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And so we got into franchise coaching, which is really what we've developed is a 10-step, 10-week process that takes veterans through very, very clear steps to determine, A, if franchising is right for them, and then secondly, if we've found the right franchise for them, because it's difficult to find really good framework and a sort of a checklist for getting into franchising.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, do you sometimes go out to military installations and sort of market your product and tell people what you're doing out there?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We've got a lot of folks here at Vetrepreneur who, you know, are engaged in marketing and tell that story. We teach a lot of, we participate in a lot of boots to business courses, which is part of the TAP program in the military. We put on a lot of free, you know, webinars. And by the way, our service is completely free, entirely free, helping them get through that.
Chris, free is for me. I love free. Hey, what was the inspiration for the program? I mean, what, you know, what motivated you to do it?
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's business in a box. And so for the vast majority of people, you know, that want to be entrepreneurs, but just don't know how to start and go about doing it. I equate it to, and I would also say veterans are very, very sort of naturally trained mm-hmm. to follow a set of instructions. So this, I got a little prop. Can I put a little prop in here?
Do anything you want to do. Go ahead.
So this was my manual for operating that P-3 Orion aircraft that I flew on when I was in the Navy.
Yeah,
I'm probably breaking the law taking that right now, but don't tell anybody.
My lips are sealed.
Yeah, but it was, and I would argue that probably anybody in the military had some sort of a similar operating manual for, you know, for operating aircraft or the equipment that they were on. And tactical, you know, procedures and stuff. So we're all accustomed to that, right? We can all follow a set of orders, set of instructions. And that's really what franchising is, right? Here is the business plan. Here's the implementation of the business plan. So we've not only created the theoretical thing, we've implemented it at the franchisor level. And now we're at a point where we want to expand, and we want to expand through franchising, which means we're going to license the ability to for other people to own certain territories across the region. Mm-hmm. And we're going to give them all the secrets. This is how to run the business. And here's the support network. So it's really tailor-made for somebody that wants to be in business for themselves, but not by themselves.
You know, there's probably a lot of people out there thinking, dang, I wonder how many franchise opportunities are out there. Is there a lot of them out there?
So most people think, hey, Chick-fil-A and Subway and McDonald's.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, right. Because we all like to eat. And so we eat, right? And that's what most people think. There are 2,500 franchises
in the United States. That's a lot more than I thought it was going to be. Go ahead.
Yeah. Across like 15 different industries. So food is just one of them. Food happens to be, by the way, you know, pretty small margins. You're working nights and weekends. You know, there's a lot of challenge. You've got a big staff of people that are typically at the low end of the pay scale, and a lot of turnover in your labor force. And so food's very challenging, but there's a lot of other industries that have franchise options and are great options for veterans.
I got to tell you something. I got another question here for you, but
yeah.
I was going to start a franchise years ago, and it was a water slide. And I figured I could get the water, build a slide, you know, get some, I don't know, whatever they slide down the thing. I thought this would be easy. And then I sort of forgot about it.
Yeah.
Hey, is there a particular category veterans like me are more likely interested in, maybe senior NCOs, officers, something they sort of focus on?
Yeah, there are. We like to talk about the ones that we say have economic tailwinds.
Mm-hmm.
So and veterans are really well suited for. So one that comes to mind is business services out of these 15 categories, right? Business services. So, you know, when I was a kid, weekends were filled with chores. You know, this is what we're doing on the weekend, and cutting grass and cleaning gutters and trimming trees. And
I didn't get paid for that either. I mean, that was free labor.
I was jealous of those kids that got allowances. But, you know, weekends these days, you know, kids aren't doing that stuff. They're in organized sports and activities and all kind of other stuff. And so people aren't doing their own household chores and renovations and as much as they used to, right? They're outsourcing a lot of that stuff. So home services, right? Having a van show up with a technician or two and clean your pool or your gutters or trim your trees, that is booming. And it's a subscription-based model. There are really, really strong business models out there in home services. Another big one is senior care. Biggest generation in the country is baby boomers. And they're also the wealthiest generation in world history. So, and they're going to live the longest. So, you know, they want to stay in their homes, and they're going to need care as they age to be mobile and around the house and to help them do household chores. And, you know, I'm talking even non-medical stuff. And so there's a lot of opportunities in senior care. So those are two that come to mind, but there's many, many others.
Yeah, yeah. You're talking about that. I have somebody cutting my grass. I don't have a lot of grass, right? And I have a pool in the back, and I clean it every Sunday. But I've been thinking about hiring somebody to clean that pool too. So I don't want I don't want to do anything. I was going to get up, eat, and relax a little bit. Hey, Chris, it's a great discussion because you were talking about helping our veteran community. We need to take another quick break. When we come back, I want to hear about the franchise buffet. When you talk to me about buffet, I'm thinking about food, but I guess it means something else. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
You got it.
Now, here's a word for one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with the U.S. Navy veteran, Chris Hale, CEO of Victory and Veterpreneur Franchise Academy. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address, you know, each and every one of them. So please, as I've said many times, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can call at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly at yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Chris, I'm waiting for this question right here. I'm ready for that. What do you mean by franchise buffet? I'm hungry already.
Well, Sergeant Major, listen, I'm sure you've got a lot of discipline, being in the military with what you did. I think I've got a lot of discipline as well, but when I go to a food buffet, it's no holds barred, my friend.
I don't want to go anymore.
I can't put myself in those situations. But I will tell you, so what we call the franchise buffet, right? And a lot of people start there. So we'll talk a food buffet, right? If you're like me and you lack discipline around food, oftentimes you just can't put yourself in those. You put yourself in that situation, you start at the wrong end of the buffet, eating the wrong stuff first, you fill up on that. By the time you get to the stuff that grows out of the ground that's green and good for you, it's too late. Like you're full and you're done. And you leave feeling guilty, you leave feeling unfulfilled, and I'm never going to do that again. So the franchise buffet is the same thing. You go to the franchise buffet by going in and simply Googling franchising, and you're going to be hit with a lot of information from a lot of places, and you're going to get filled up real fast. The problem is that does not lead to making an informed decision on whether you're well-suited for franchising or which franchise you're well-suited for, because it's really very much like it's a custom suit that's going to be required, right? It's not, hey, give me a list of the best franchises out there or the ones that are going to make me the most money. And that is the wrong reason to get into that franchise. And the reason is because it's got to be a good fit for that system to have the right pilot, the right operator in that system. And if that match isn't there, it's not going to work out well, no matter how good the franchise is or no matter how good the franchisee is. It's got to be that fit. So going to the buffet, you know, it needs to be in a more systemic process to get trusted information at the appropriate time. And all of that will lead to enabling you to make an informed decision.
Yeah. Hey Chris, I wouldn't think that everybody is, I guess my question is everybody a good candidate for owning a franchise? I would think not, maybe, huh?
Yeah, well, so no, clearly not everybody is. But I would say that this is, you know, interesting to statistic. One in 20 people in the workforce is a military veteran.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But one in seven franchise owners is a military veteran. So veterans are literally almost three times as likely to own a franchise as a non-veteran. And, you know, for I think all the reasons we talked about, we're willing to take on a little bit of risk. We're willing to get out there and get after it. We also have some, you know, veterans have a lot of financial, sort of lifelines that non-veterans don't have. If you're retired, you've got access to health care. A lot of civilians aren't willing to give up their civilian job and jump into a franchise because they can't go without health care, and that's through their employer. Retirement income, VA disability income, or VA disability benefits. So a lot of these things enable veterans, even financially, to be equipped to go after franchise ownership. So, but you know, you got to have the financial qualifications to do it. It's got to be a good lifestyle fit for you, right? If your spouse is not on board, it's probably not going to work. And so even if he or she isn't involved in the business, it's really important for them to understand what you're getting yourself into, because they'll be affected by it.
Yeah. Well, I smiled when you said spouse, because of any decision I've ever made in my life, my spouse is involved. And I'm not saying she pulls the strings, but she's back there sort of moving my arms and stuff all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're smart. Yeah.
Well, I know who's in charge. I'm not gonna mess around here. Hey, look, I'm not a franchise owner, but I'm an entrepreneur. I didn't tell you that, but I'm a small business owner myself. So I could talk with you for probably days. I've owned a company, I guess, golly, it must be 20 years now. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time to talk about it. So how about if we wind up with a success? Tell me a success story that you can share with the audience about. Some of your success stories from your academy and stuff.
Yeah, we've got lots of them. I mean, one that comes to mind, one of my favorite people on earth is a guy named Ken Baker, who is a Marine out of retired out of Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, and started up Fastest Labs. Franchise, literally did it, and you know, went through our whole process in 10 weeks. And we looked at a lot of different things, right? Fastest Labs, by the way, is a testing facility to do, like pre-employment testing, drug testing, things like that. And they've got a really, great model for getting answers back to employers really quickly. So it's considered a business-to-business model. One of those 15 different categories. But, you know, Ken and his wife were looking at, a transition. Ken had after his stint in the Marine Corps, was in the telecom industry and did a full career there. And they wanted to do their own thing. And they had the financial ability to do that. And the timing in their life was right. And so we walked them through a bunch of different options. Found out something that he was ideally suited for. And that was about a year and a half ago that he became a franchise owner. And now he's killing it. He is absolutely killing
Great.
It. Yeah. He's one of the top performers in their whole system. He has brought a lot of ideas, and he at this point, he's got the ear of the franchisor, which is kind of the mothership, because he's brought so many different ideas and so many solutions and business to the whole system. So I think he's a great example of veterans that get into it and, they just expand. They're leaders. They have drive. They want to go out and they want to grow and they want to expand, and they do that. And Ken's a real good example of that.
Well, they want to be part of the team. They build a team, and they like the fact when they're in the military, they have that team around them. They're all working together and doing all those things together. So they like just what you just said. They've got the leadership and the direction to accomplish all those missions they want to accomplish. I want to tell you real quick here. I started a company, and the reason I started the company was a guy reached out to me and said, hey, look, I need some assistance with this. Would you mind doing that? And I said, sure. So I went down and sitting during lunch, me and another guy, we sort of drafted up a little contract, and I ended up hiring about 10 people to work that. So I opened up a company so I could. It's sort of funny how things sort of fall out. Or I would have maybe got into a franchise, because I think it interests me too. It always has. I just hadn't found the right spot or the sweet spot for me. Hey, look, Chris, first of all, let me tell you something. I thank you for what you're doing. You're making a difference in the lives of so many. And everybody's not going to own their own franchise, but you're doing a heck of a good job. So please let me know if we can ever help you in any way. This has been an absolute great discussion. Anything maybe we missed, or any final thoughts you want to share with the audience that want to reemphasize? Anything you want to tell the audience? Go ahead, Chris. It's your bubble. Go ahead, buddy.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on, and congratulations to you on starting your own business. And honestly, doing it from scratch is a lot harder. And So hats off to you. And but I would just say, listen, a lot of people have fear of the unknown, or they go to the buffet and they start Googling franchising and they just don't, they end up never making a decision. I think I would tell you that one of the things that we want to do is enable people to have no regrets. So if you go through this process and you decide that franchising is right for you, that's a win. Like we consider that a win because it's not for most people. In fact, like I said, 1 out of 7 franchise owned by a veteran. So, you know, for most people, it's not, including for most veterans, they're going to figure out that it's not the right thing. But what we prevent is people who are, you know, in the fourth quarter of their career, looking back and saying, I should have done that, or I should have pursued that, or I wish I would have done this. We don't want you to have any regrets. And I guarantee you, if they go through this process with us or with, you know, with someone else that, you know, that is experienced in the industry, but our goal is to not have any regrets. And you look back on it and you can say either I looked at it and I did it and I got through the fear, which is very natural to have fear when you get into business ownership, or I looked at it and it's not for me, and that's okay too. So,
yeah. You know, I'm glad you brought up regrets. I always told myself that I may not have 100% solution, but I may have an 80% solution or 85%, but I'm never going to say, I wish I would have. I'll just go out and do it. And whatever happens, happens. I'll just do the absolute best I can. So, yeah, I just don't sit back and do nothing. That's for doggone sure.
Yeah. And I think too, you know, sometimes veterans get fearful of taking on the risk of, you know, because, you know, investing in a business, whether it's a franchise or not, you're going to have to invest the money. I mean, you can take loans out and you can mitigate that, but you're going to invest money and you're going to invest time. And there is a risk that you're not going to get that back. But we all signed up to do way more dangerous things than that. And
well, I didn't know what I was doing. Wait a minute. I didn't know.
Yeah, it's, you know, no one's shooting at you in business, and it's, you know, and I would just say that the success rate of veterans because the military has trained you so well, don't be afraid to take on a little bit of risk or at least go through the process to see if it's a financial risk that you can tolerate. Yeah. But, you know, listen, veterans aren't afraid of anything. Yeah. And we don't want to make foolish choices with our investment of our time and money. But, you know, let's be realistic as well and take some calculated risks when it makes sense.
Oh, I agree 100%. Chris, hey, I appreciate it again. Thanks for joining us today. I've had a wonderful discussion. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Sergeant Major. Great. Appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks again for Chris Hale for being with us today. What a wonderful man. What a wonderful direction that he has to help our veteran community. I'm Jack Dilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for joining us. Log on our website at yournextmission.org. And while you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and Offline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job real time. You can follow me on all my social media pages. Never thought I'd ever say this. Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. And if you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. Don't be afraid. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at SMATilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Chris for joining us today. I'm going to tell you, you know, this is my part to say final thoughts. I am so motivated about possibly opening up my own company or having a franchise. Don't be afraid to do it. Take those things that the military gave you, the leadership, the direction, the motivation, all those positive things, and move forward. You know, I said a minute ago, when I do something, sometimes I don't have a 100% solution, but I have an 80%. Don't be afraid. I love what Chris said. Don't think about it 20 years from the day. I wish I would have. I could have. Reach out there and at least take a look at it. Don't be afraid. The military set you up for success. Now use it. Use it. You're good people. And just keep moving in that right direction. Thanks for watching. And thanks to New Mind students of course, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield, FEB Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEB Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.